Ed Stilley has made musical instruments for decades, and his instruments are truly like no others. Ed is a man who has not let the conventions of the 20th or the 21st century bind him. On his land in Hogscald Holler, Ed has used any and almost everything within his reach to make guitars, mandolins, and violins. Inside those instruments are bed springs, saw blades, and other unconventional parts. Later this month, as part of the Fayetteville Roots Festival, Donna Stierna and Kelly Mulholland of Still on the Hill will celebrate Ed and his instruments. On Friday, August 23rd, they'll have a jamboree inside the Walton Arts Center's lobby. Music played on Ed's instruments, with Ed expected to be in attendance. Donna says this collaboration, years in the making, actually started when she saw an Ed Stilley original guitar for the first time at a friend's house.
Nina Luther, I was over having a visit with her. She's a friend of mine. And there was an Ed Stilley guitar sitting on her fireplace hearth. And I was like, what is that? That is amazing. So they used to be his next door neighbor. And she's told me all about it. And I said, Kelly has to see this. And I ran and got him and brought him. And the Luthers took us over to meet him for the first time. So we had an introduction.
What was it about the guitar that made you stop?
Well, it was like nothing I'd ever seen. Every single bit of it was so original. This particular guitar still stands out because the internal parts were, it actually had a right guard aerosol can carefully mounted inside, along with a spring and a saw blade and door springs. And later on, we actually had it x-rayed and found out that it also had a plastic Dixie cup mounted inside very carefully. Way inside.
And this is an Ed Stilley original.
Yes, yeah. And quite typical. All of his instruments have a whole bunch of metallic stuff inside.
Well, it's interesting because I've known of people who say they play by ear, but he makes instruments by ear.
Oh, what a lovely way of saying that.
That's perfect.
I mean, because he thinks about the way he wants it to sound, and then he just finds what
right.
he finds.
Each one seems to be an invention unto itself. You know, there's no repetition. He just keeps on moving on, and whatever's in his shop, he sticks it in there, and he mounts it in there very carefully. But he has come up with a lot of really good ideas.
Well, now, I've been to Ed's house. It was years ago. Russell Cothran, photographer,
yes.
and I went out there, and Russell took some pictures, and I talked to Ed. But I tell you, I could spend the next 200 years trying to find this place again, and I don't know if I could.
Yeah, it's in the Hogscald Holler, which a lot of people know that because it's a popular swimming area on Beaver Lake, or it was. Used to actually be a nudist beach down there, apparently, in the 70s.
Really? Did not know that.
That's what I've
in
heard.
In the Hogscalds,
yeah.
right
yes.
across the
But,
you
know, there's a lot of, it's a very colorful place, the Hogscald Holler, actually where they scalded hogs in the creek bed a long time ago. But Ed lived there his whole life until about 205. Then for health reasons, they moved him a little, about 10 miles away up on the highway.
Now, if someone makes these brilliant, eccentric, wonderful instruments, you might think they get rich. How much money has he made from selling these instruments?
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing. That's one of the most beautiful things about it. He has stuck to that. Ed never would take money for his instruments. He never sold an instrument. He's said to have made over 200. They're scattered all over the region. And but somebody told me that they asked him if he would sign the instrument, and he refused because he said God made it.
And he's given several of them to young people, right?
Most of them.
Yeah.
And a lot of those young people are now older. You know,
this
was many years ago, yeah.
See, we're working on a book project to celebrate this Ed's work. And so we've been kind of like detectives trying to find them all. Ed doesn't have a list, and he can't remember who he gave them to. So just one leads to another, and we've actually found 45, 50 so far.
Wow.
And we have borrowed 25 for this show.
He sometimes leaves you songs or messages on your phone machine?
Yes, we were so honored. He has a little circle of people that he calls on a regular basis and asks if he could sing a hymn for you. And if you're not home, he just does it anyway on the answering machine. And as we're not home a lot, I have a collection. I made a little CD of about 14 or 15 of them that he's just in the last 3 or 4 months. They come quite pretty fast now.
Sunday, 3:25 p.m.
He went there to the den of lions. He went there to the den of lions. He went there to
Israel of lions, safe over in the promised land. Well, where are the Hebrew children? Where are the Hebrew children? Where are the Hebrew children? Safe over in the promised land. They went there to the fiery furnace. They went there to the fiery furnace. They went there to the fiery furnace. Safe over in the promised land.
How did this show come together?
Well, you know, I must say we owe a great thanks to Brian Hembree, Three Penny Acre, and also the director of the Fayetteville Roots Festival. And this was his idea. He knew what we were up to. We're very close friends. And he had this vision that, you know, last year they had the Woody Guthrie tribute in the gallery during the festival.
He wanted
something worthy of that. And he got a hold of us, and he knew we were working on this book project and that we had a lot of photographs. He suggested that we get together and see if we can make this happen, and he's just been invaluable in making it, bringing it to fruition.
Yeah. Oh, and the photographer that several of the photos, a huge amount of the photos, are by photographer Tim Hawley from Springfield, Missouri. He's been going out for the last couple of years, going with us out on these excursions to find these instruments and taking amazing photos of the instruments, close-ups of the instruments, and portraits of many of the people that received instruments.
Aren't a lot of them inscribed? Hasn't he written some messages on them?
They're always inscribed with the words, true faith, true light, have faith in God. And there's a funny story. One of his relatives, he had given a guitar, and the early guitars didn't have that on there, simply because he did not have a router. In fact, he didn't have electricity in his shop at first. But when he got a router, he learned how to inscribe with it. And he would freehand that in every guitar. Well, one of his relatives brought the guitar back because some of the marbles he'd inlaid in the top had fallen out. And so when she got it back, it had it on there.
Donnie, you have your fiddle, and it's in a traditional fiddle case. Kelly, you have a box here that is taped together. It's an old U-Haul box. And
you'll see, the reason for that is because, well, this is Donna's fiddle that Ed gave her a long time ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Donna's fiddle is particularly nice in that it has a chainsaw sprocket mounted inside.
Oh, my goodness. Now, look at this.
I wish you could see what we just pulled out. It's one of his butterfly guitars. It looks like it has two giant Mickey Mouse ears. He calls it his butterfly guitar, and he's only made maybe four butterfly guitars. So we're honored. This is one of ours.
Now, I see some brass there in through the hole there.
That's right. Well, this is a steel rod which extends all the way from end to end. It goes right through the neck. So it serves as what they call a truss rod, but it keeps it going all the way to the other end. Also, there's two big door springs.
My fiddle has springs also in it. That's a trademark. He puts springs in his
instruments. And then also, what you can't see in here is the saw blade, but I'll make a little sound with it.
Big, this is inside the guitar.
Big
people
circular saw.
And it's just but you're reaching inside the guitar to do that.
And it's not just haphazardly mounted in there, too. What a lot of people you can't know just by looking is that the saw blade, it's a circular saw blade, and it's sandwiched between two large coil springs so that it's allowed to ring like a bell.
But one of the exciting things in the exhibit, we also have x-rays of the instruments.
Oh, and so those will be
And they were beautiful, large x-rays of the instrument, so you'll actually be able to see all the works.
You know, I see these in your hands, your fiddle, and they both have the inscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't help but think, boy, I could see these in the Smithsonian.
Yes.
I mean, these are American works of art here.
Some of the finest folk art we've ever laid our eyes on.
I think we're slowly creeping towards the Smithsonian. I think this is a starting place. Like I say, we have a book project, and we're hoping that opens doors. I don't even know why we do this. This is not part of our job. This is a labor of love. You know, we do play concerts and this. And well, you know, maybe I know why we do this. Maybe this is our way of repaying Ed, because these instruments have been at the core of our performance since 2005.
And they bring us such joy in whether we're playing for children or adults.
And this is in a concert, and you get this out.
Oh.
It's kind of like having a kid in the act, you know.
Except you're in control of it, I guess, right?
Yeah, more or less. His instruments are a little challenging to play, but you know, but that's not that's part of the charm,
right? Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, can you approach this butterfly guitar or this fiddle in the same way you'd
No, not really.
No,
my fiddle is not to scale. It's maybe more the scale of a viola. It's longer neck and.
The guitar is a very crude fretwork.
A little higgledy-piggledy.
Yeah, and you know, that's part of what's interesting about the instruments is the fretwork is crude, but that also gives each instrument its own distinct intonation characteristics. So that when you're a guitar player, what you have to do is surrender to it. Instead of not, you know, it's important when you play one of his instruments not to expect it to sound like you want it to sound, but actually to follow where it wants to take you.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that was part of the key to working with it.
Like the fiddle here almost has a little bit of a sitar sound to it. Yeah. And the quality of it is, I find it really charming. The vibration that I feel on it, I wouldn't want to play it on every song. It's quite a heavy instrument, maybe weighs close to 25 pounds.
And by the way, we are going to kind of camp out in the gallery at the Walton Arts Center all weekend during the Folk Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to make it our job to explain these instruments, get them down for people, play them. If they want to hear a particular instrument, I'll get it down for them and let them play it too.
We'll
as
have
long
some
as
hands
we're there,
on.
You know,
people can try them.
We'll be there to tell stories, answer questions about Ed, tell stories about Ed. You know, whatever it takes.
This is something else.
This is a dream come true for us.
Yeah.
We are so excited to do this.
Do you mind? Can we hear these instruments?
Yeah, you know, we would love. Now we've been playing. For years, we've been playing a song that we wrote together that tells a story about why Ed does this, and it's on one of our CDs, and it's on a DVD that a lot of people have seen on AETN. But today, what we're going to do is unveil a brand new one that Donna wrote, and it has really this one. We decided our other song is very serious and not really appropriate for children, and we needed something a little lighter.
And something different, you know, that children could relate to. More about Ed's resourcefulness.
That's one thing we want kids to get from this more than anything is that, you know, maybe you could try to make something yourself. You know, look how this man, he didn't have any training. Nobody told him how to do this. And he didn't go any, he just, everything, the instrument's made entirely of stuff that he got from his yard, except for the tuning pegs.
Yeah.
So it teaches resourcefulness, you know. But this is a cute little song.
In the song, there's a whistling part. So you and the listening audience, when we
including
when we
Kyle.
Whistle,
okay.
You got to whistle with us.
All right.
Okay.
So don't turn your mic off. We're going to need you, all right?
We've had you sing with us before.
Yes, you did.
All right. So here we go. I think this is the world premiere as far as I know.
Yeah.
Ed Stilley's a hard-working man, raised five children off the land, had a floppy-eared mule pull his plow, chickens in the yard and a milking cow. When the sun went down at the end of the day, he'd put that mountain's mule away.
Get out a saw, get out a chisel,
grab a hunk of wood, then he'd sing and he'd whistle. Pork chop bone, whittle for a bridge, tailpiece made from a rusty old hinge. Door spring saw blades mounted in the middle, it like a sound when them old parts jiggle. Oh. Years ago, Ed said to me that back around 1983 that the Lord gave him a special vision, showing him his life's mission. So he made guitars and he gave them away. He never took a dime for pay. He'd get out a saw, get out a chisel, grab a hunk of wood, then he'd sing and he'd whistle. Pork chop bone, whittle for a bridge, tailpiece made from a rusty old hinge. Door spring saw blades mounted in the middle, it like a sound when them old parts jiggle. Oh, here we go.
Okay, everybody whistle.
Stilly, he's a clever man. He used whatever he had on hand, pots and pans and metal things, to help him make them guitars ring. Well, he taught me that I could do most anything I wanted to. I just get out a saw, get out a chisel, grab a hunk of wood, then I'll sing and I'll whistle. Pork chop bone, whittle for a bridge, tailpiece made from a rusty old hinge. Door spring saw blades mounted in the middle, head like a sound when them old parts jiggle. Whoa.
Oh, that's wonderful. How heavy is the butterfly guitar?
I think it's about 28 pounds. 28 pounds. Probably a little on the heavy side for most guitars. Mm. It's actually not just glued together. It's nailed together.
It's solid.
It's tough as it can be. And, you know, so after our shows, when we do a Still on the Hill show, we always put it on a stand and invite the audience to come up one at a time and sit and hold it and listen to it and take pictures. And so thousands and thousands of people have held the butterfly guitar.
If you put your ear on the guitar, even if you don't know how to play, and you give it a strum, then you can hear all the metallic and the magic inside it. And you just watch people, they just gloss over when they give it a strum. It's just like, it's just unworldly.
Then you can hardly get it back.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me. Okay. Next.
Have you of the 25 that you have borrowed? Have you played each of those instruments?
Yes, they're all. By the way, all 25 of them are players. They've all got all their strings on them, all their frets on them. They're all working. They're all be actually tuned up,
thanks,
ready to
Kelly
play.
Fixing them all up.
There's some of them that they definitely some of them play better than others, yeah. And some of them are pitched low because I don't feel like they have the you know the neck. I worry about whether I brought them up to full tension, whether they'd be safe enough. So I leave them low.
Which
but that's kind of interesting too.
Yeah.
Some of them will handle that low pitch real nicely.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be real happy to demonstrate them for people and show them the details and. Look inside. I'm also setting up. We borrowed tons of artifacts from his workshop, and especially for the children, there's a part of the display will show how Ed works, and it'll start with you know the raw wood. It'll show his pegboard that he bends the side on. It'll show some instruments that were never finished, so you can see inside and how the metallic objects are sitting in there. So it'll step by step. You'll see how Ed did this.
This is all going to be in the lobby. This is going to be
yes,
this exhibit is going to be something else.
It really is.
And flip put-offs pictures from the Hog Skull days.
Yes, cannot forget that. Those are so
fabulous.
Precious, which you know about. Flip Putoff, the writer for the Morning News, in 1997, took a great set of black and whites with a regular old film camera, one of the last before they moved off to digital. And there'll be 8 of those photographs, beautiful photographs of Ed when he was in his prime. Because, right, you know, I should mention, Ed stopped making musical instruments about 2005 just because his fingers could no longer do it. It's not because he wanted to stop, but his body couldn't carry it on. But he did do it for 25 years.
Kelly Mulholland and Donna Stierna are the duo Still on the Hill. They'll host a performance of music made on Ed Stille-created instruments inside the Walton Arts Center lobby on Friday, August 23rd. It's part of the Fayetteville Roots Festival. It will take place inside the lobby that Friday from 4 until 6, just before the main stage entertainment begins. You can learn more about the event and the entire festival at FayettevilleRoots.com.